Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Friday, finally, May 22nd. We're facing a three-day weekend as Memorial Day is around the corner.
Yeah, 3 days for who?
3 days. I guess not for you.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah. Well, Jen's been working for everybody else. For all the people that are not working,
yeah.
You're working for them, too.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's all right.
How are things going for you?
It's okay. Yesterday was a weird one. My boss wanted to renegotiate pay, and it's just so clear to me that people are just unaware of the work that you do sometimes. So
Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's not amazing. So
jeez.
Yeah.
Well, because of the virus and stuff, she wants to do that?
No, because I started coming to the radio show, and I'm like, yeah, but I'm doing like two days a week.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? So, and it's like I'm supposed to get an hour lunch per day, which I never take. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm like, I just assume that would kind of be like the lunch break
kind
of thing. But who knows?
Did you protest it or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did. I won and I lost, so
Could
have been better, could have been worse.
Mm.
So you just have to keep your tallies sometimes.
That. Yeah, you sometimes you're just stuck in situations.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, you know, if it's going to be tit for tat, we're going to go tit for tat.
So. Yeah, right. I'm not cleaning the poop anymore.
No, I'm not cleaning the poop.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave a little early. I'm going to relax my day a bunch.
Yeah,
you know?
Don't overdo.
Yeah.
You know, don't do what is not called for.
Totally. Like, why bust my ass making sure, like,
don't appreciate it.
Yeah. Why make sure things are picked up and counters are wiped and surfaces are clean and, you know, like the kitchen's ready for everyone to use at all times or, you know, paperwork or whatever. Like, why try and fill every minute of the day?
Right.
So that, you know, I'm using time, you know, and that's wisely.
That's not the only thing. I also think of sometimes, like, the money that she's saving is going to affect you more than her because she's obviously got money.
Exactly.
She lives in the Hollywood Hills, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, splitting hairs over a couple bucks and stuff is not...
Yeah. And one of my arguments was, like, you have to keep in mind, like, I'm the most high-risk person as an asthmatic in this household, and I'm the one doing 90% of the grocery shopping and the errands and the running out and the making sure this and the driving here and going here. You know, I'm the one that's putting myself on the line versus if it were for just me, I would do one grocery shop and not go out for a few weeks, you know, versus having to be in a household where I'm going out sometimes 2-3 times a week.
That's true.
Yeah. So,
you know, I don't know, man.
Yeah. And it's double the hours I was working before for less than double the pay.
Yeah.
I'm not charging overtime, not charging time and a half. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not sitting there, like, nitpicking all of these things, so.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to L.A., Jen.
Welcome to L.A. I know.
You're still going through the growing pains. It takes a while.
Yeah,
know?
It's okay. Just getting my footing.
You still happy being here in LA?
I am.
Good.
I am happy.
Good.
I would like to go home for a couple weeks to visit, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Well, go. What do you care?
I know.
I mean, on airplanes, I think they're having social distancing now, or
they
claim to.
Yeah. I mean, on Alaska flights, I know they have no middle seat, which is great because I'm always the person that ends up getting stuck in that damn middle seat. It's my least favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just sitting there with your arms folded in the whole time.
I know.
You can't lean either way. Yeah.
I know. They're probably not sitting people that close now, you know?
Yeah.
And especially since the flights are not full, they're far from it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard some people have flown and the flights have been packed, and I've heard some
flights
have been empty, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we'll see.
Because people are not flying for a while.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I don't know. My brother's going to be flying to Israel, and he actually said the plane would be packed. So yeah, we'll see what happens there. Yeah. You know, it's pretty lousy, man.
What's he? Your brother who lives in China,
right?
He's going to Israel.
Yeah.
What for?
They took it. Well, they've been here for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
The story was they went to Cambodia for a trip from China. When they wanted to go back, the coronavirus came up, so they couldn't go back to China. So they came here. Well, first of all, before they couldn't come, my mom passed. So they flew over here. So that was the end of January. And then a few days later, they said, you can't go to China.
Right, so he was stuck here.
So they were stuck here for 4 months. Trying to figure out where to go. Can't get visas here. I mean, he's got papers, but he's got citizenship because we lived here for a long time, but his wife doesn't, and neither does the kid. So he needs visas, couldn't get them. They couldn't get visas back to China either. So the only place left is Israel or Spain.
So
where
they
her
have
family
to go back.
Is. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so he's going to go back. It's not that he's unhappy. It's just that, you know, they left the home behind in China and stuff, you know, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks not being able to go back.
Did they have a house or were they renting an apartment?
No, they were renting, but, you know, they probably have possessions and stuff that they wanted. But
are they still paying rent? Like, is the place still untouched?
I think they were still paying rent, yeah.
Yeah.
He just told me something about it yesterday. I don't know what for, but, you know. But they took a trip for 3 weeks now to Oregon, you know. They had a blast. I mean, some great pictures, you know.
Yeah.
So it's no wonder everybody falls in love with Oregon, you know. It's just
the place to be. See it, man. Everyone loves it. Everyone I know who goes is like, Oregon, Oregon, Oregon. Yeah.
I know. And he says you can't escape all the weed there, you know. I mean, everywhere.
Wonderful.
But for him, yeah, he doesn't smoke, so he doesn't care. But he says, I think that's the main... the major economy in Oregon right now. I wouldn't be surprised.
It's one of the major economies here too.
Yeah, true.
For sure, especially during quarantine. It's one of the most booming businesses.
That's true.
What a wild ride for them. Can you imagine having to just like, you leave to go on a trip to come visit somewhere and you can't go back home. Like you just have what's in your suitcase. Like it's really... like a tip of the hat to living out of your suitcase, you know, having to make do with what you have. I'm sure they've bought more clothing or something since then, but that's wild.
Now, imagine their kid, okay? He's 5 years old now.
Mm.
Imagine what he has had to go through. First of all, he has to know Chinese, Spanish, because his mom speaks Spanish to him.
Mm-hmm.
His father speaks Hebrew and English to him, and he learns English from TV.
Yeah.
So he's got 3-4 languages.
That's fantastic.
And then, you know, and then they moved. Yeah, but I think it'd be confusing, too, for a kid.
Very confusing, but really good for the brain.
Yeah, I suppose. But, you know, so I don't know how much he's going to pay into the Chinese, but it was his nanny was speaking Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he'd go to school.
Sure.
And so I would imagine for him also... He probably, I don't know if he realized he looks different from everybody else, you know. So he was born there. And so now they, you know, I mean, they've gone on a lot of trips anyway.
Yeah.
Now he comes here to see that his grandmother is gone because, you know, they saw her a few months before that.
Sure.
So we had, his parents told him a story. They go in the sky, blah, blah. So yesterday, they came back yesterday. He says, it's okay. She went to the sky, but she'll come back, you know.
You're like,
he's such a kid.
Yeah, you're so like, I don't know if she'll come back. Eventually, we'll all go there too.
Exactly.
But she won't be coming back down.
I know, but he's so cute. And they made like a scrapbook. His mom has been explaining to him about the virus and stuff.
Sure.
So he's been making pictures, like drawings. Answering questions or giving his opinion. His mother put it in the scrapbook. It's like, you can't believe it's a 5-year-old
Yeah.
making these drawings.
That's incredible, though.
Yeah, you know, it's like he made the virus like a monster and something like that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's as hard as times like this are, you have to kind of hope that this affects them in a positive way, you know, whether it's him being able to create art or express himself in a certain way. Like, I think this is all probably good for a kid in some ways.
And then he discovered his family here, you know, the uncles and aunts and stuff. And now he has to leave again, you know, so
he's a well-traveled boy.
Yeah, but he can't plant any roots anywhere. And I'm sure that affects him, you know. I mean,
sure.
They don't have a home.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't know where he is or probably what's going on.
It's confusing.
But he seems to be having fun, you know. They went to nature and stuff. And
it'll sure build his resilience.
Yeah.
You know.
It amazes me how much energy these kids have, you know. I mean, he runs and he runs and he runs. He doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, God, man. I mean, they're like sponges with bursts of energy, you know, these kids.
Totally. Yeah. I know. The kid I nanny for, she's really, really high energy. And I feel like I'm very high energy, too, believe it or not. And her and I have so much fun together. But sometimes at the end of the day, I finally deflate and she doesn't deflate.
Wow.
Yeah. Like when I'm on, I'm on. But when I'm off, I'm like, and it's over. Yeah. It's over.
Hmm. In a few minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in.
Yes.
Her name is Angela Martini. She was Miss Universe.
Yes.
She's from Albania and she wrote a book and stuff. So we're going to talk to her about that. Yeah. So that'll be in a few minutes. We were talking about airplanes, I guess. An NFL player sued United Airlines over alleged sexual assault on a flight. So this woman, there was two guys sitting, and this woman started making like advances at them. So then she groped them by the crotch, one at a time, pulled off their mask, and they were complaining, and nobody really did anything, you know. So they decided.
Yeah, people don't
to
take men seriously with that kind of thing.
Right. You know.
They just. But I mean, don't, unfortunately.
On the one hand, I'm like, hey, I wouldn't mind somebody touching my crotch on a plane. I can get pretty horny on a plane.
And that's how men and women differ sometimes.
Yeah, exactly, you know. But I don't know who she was, what she looked like, you know, whatever, you know. But she's obviously not a well-adjusted woman.
I mean, it's no one's place to ever put their hands on you
without permission,
you know.
You don't
and
do that.
And to remove their mask.
Yeah.
I'd be like, how? That would be like the biggest offense to me. I'm like, how dare you contaminate my airways?
That's a bigger offense than if they reach for your genital.
I mean, it was a joke, but at a time like this, they're both pretty big offenses.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Wow.
So what did they do amazing. With the woman? Did they arrest her or anything?
No. No. I mean, they're just suing, you know. They didn't really do anything, they said. They complained three times.
You shouldn't have to complain more than once.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't have to complain at all, but if it happens, which it's bound to,
yeah,
you shouldn't have to complain a second time. Something like that is
a
big deal. They didn't even try and move the woman's seat or anything?
Well, no, they just gave her a verbal warning, they said, after they asked for the third time, you know?
Yeah. I can't imagine she's got all the...
Yeah. It all depends on how she looks, you know?
I don't know. Sometimes you just want to be left alone.
I know. I'm just kidding, you know?
Kind of. Kind of kidding.
I know. You kind of wonder, how come this doesn't ever happen to me, you know?
Oh, my God. Because boundaries are
like
a thing.
Teachers seducing their students and stuff. I mean, yeah, it's sexual assault, but every little kid dreams about that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I had crushes on my teachers and stuff, you know?
I dated a guy in my early 20s who... He had an affair with one of his teachers when he was in high school.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, wow. He was like, I didn't do anything to her. She just did stuff to me. I'm like, okay.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
I believe that.
But there's no consent at that age. That's the problem, you know?
Yeah. I mean, in where I'm from, consent was 16.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 16 is considered consent. Because I had a friend who had a much older brother. And when we were in middle school, he actually started, he hadn't come out to his family. And he started having relations with his brother's friend, who was, I think, 21. And I think my friend was like, or he was maybe 19 or 18. And my friend was like 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. And no, he was 15. And I had to go to court for it. There was a big hearing in court, and I had to testify for on behalf of both of them, because I hung out with both of them all the time. I mean, looking back, it's a little bit different, but at the time, it seemed like it was legit, like he actually cared and all this, blah, blah, blah. But the guy ended up going to jail for a few years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that our caller?
Yeah. The call just came in. Good morning. Oh. You're on the air. Is this Angela?
Hi, Sam. It's Angela.
Yes, hi, Angela. Good morning. Angela Martini, thank you so much for calling us. Where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm calling from Milano, Italy.
Wow.
You're not even in this country, huh?
What time is it there?
Now it's 7:16 p.m.
Yeah, in the evening. Wow. What are you doing there? Were you caught like in the middle of your book tour, or did you just, do you live there?
Well, my husband was stuck here.
Oh.
He could not come to U.S.
Uh-huh.
So I went to Italy because Italy got reopened now.
Oh, okay.
So there's no more quarantine.
I see.
Wow.
Wow.
So I'm lucky with that.
Yeah, I know. So what's it like?
I started to go crazy a bit home.
Really?
Yeah, I bet.
So what's it like after the quarantine? I mean, it's not back to the way it was, is it?
No, I mean, people wear masks, and I mean, stores are open, and some outdoors are open
right
for now. And some hairdressers.
Right. Mm. Oh, well, hairdressers is important.
Yeah.
You know, we're still waiting for
it. Yeah, I know.
I know.
Yeah. Angela, this is cool. So where's your home? Where do you usually live?
Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful.
Yeah, well, you'll have to come here in person when you come back.
I know. I would love to.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to do the book tour starting in March? And then this thing happened and everything got canceled. And we were doing most of the interviews at home.
Yeah.
And it's a bit weird because it's different when you see the person in
person.
Of course.
It takes
away
some of the connection, I feel,
Especially when you're so beautiful, I would love for you to come into the studio, But of course she's beautiful. She was Miss Universe,
you know? Yes.
When were you Miss Universe, Angela?
In 2010.
Oh, wow. So that's pretty recent.
That's
10 years ago.
Yeah.
But that's pretty recent.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it weird for you to have people gushing over you and how beautiful you are sometimes? Do you ever feel like, okay, that's enough?
No, I don't feel that way. I don't think people are gushing over me.
they just not showing.
I don't know if you're sitting in the same studio I am.
Yeah, but she doesn't mean people. She means me.
No, what is weird right now? Seeing everybody wearing masks.
Right.
It feels like a different world.
Different world
right now.
It is a different world.
The twilight zone.
Yeah. It's crazy, you know. Well, good thing for you, you're in Italy, because in L.A. we're still in lockdown. I can't understand? Today the traffic was really heavy, and I'm going, everybody's outside, yet none of the businesses are open. You know? It's like crazy.
I know.
I'm wondering where they're going. Probably, for sure, supermarket, but where else?
Yeah.
Should roll the window down when you drive by and just say, hey, where are you off to?
When I was in LA, because I came to Italy 5 days ago, I was seeing people even wearing masks inside the car with the window closed.
I know. I don't understand that,
I think I have a theory for why that happens. I think people are going from store to store, and they might not want to touch their mask, or they might just have a quick drive from one place to the other, and they figure, why take my mask off if I'm going in? Because I did that. I thought that, too. I was like, why are people wearing masks in the car? They're secluded. Mm. And then one day I was I was running a bunch of errands and I went from one place to the other and I was like, huh, I just wore my mask and didn't take it off.
For me, it's so uncomfortable. Yeah, I just, you know. Sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Angela, now,
that makes sense.
Let's talk a little bit about you and the book. I wanted to present this. Okay, so the book is called Love, Hope, Light. And when was this written? This, I understand, was just published because you were supposed to go on a book tour, right? It says here on your website.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was published in March, and we had no idea that it will happen, the lockdown and everything. So it was it got published in March.
Right. So this affected you as well as everybody else, yeah. That sucks.
Yeah.
But I guess it's something you can look forward to, you know? I mean, you can still do the book tour in person later on, you know?
Not such a bad timing as I thought, because most of the people are sitting home. And it's a perfect time anyways right now to read.
That's
true. You cannot have so much excuses. Mm. I don't have time.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So actually, it's not that bad time.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. But you missed out on the tour. Are you still going to do it?
I don't know. We will see. We will go with the flow. Why not?
Yeah.
But right now, I'm okay because there are more important things and serious things going on in life.
Right.
And I just hope my book can give, even if it gives and inspires one person, I'm already happy.
Yeah.
What is something you want, you would like the readers of your book to take away?
I want them to take away that no matter where you're from, how poor you grow, or what the circumstances are in life, that there is always a silver lining. And you have to see always the bigger pictures, because even when sometimes something bad happens and you don't want to see it at the moment, but in the bigger picture, it actually could be the best thing. It could happen to you.
That's true.
There's just like the opportunity to grow in that moment. And that's what my story in my book, it's all about being uncomfortable, because through uncomfortability, that's the only way you like it. It's not both ways.
Right.
Very true.
Right.
And dreams do come true.
Yeah.
It does. Like,
so,
my mother was making it in Albania, $60 a month.
Wow. So you were born in Albania and you had a very special close relationship with your mom, right? I mean, she's in the book quite a bit from what I understand. And so this is more or less like your life story, right? That's what we expect.
Yeah, it's my life story actually till the Miss Universe moment and a little bit after. That's like the life story. I mean, it happened a lot since then, but that's the life story till the Miss Universe moment. And it shows about a mother and a daughter, how through difficult circumstances in Albania, we had to be separated and over a year. And I actually had been quarantined before.
Oh, wow.
In my book, you will read about it. I had to quarantine, my first quarantine for 8 months at 10 years old. Jeez. So I kind of have experience with that.
Yeah.
And you will see that things become so hard, but in the bigger picture was the best thing that could happen to us. And it's very inspiring. And my mother was like Elizabeth Taylor of Albania, kind of, because she married 4 times, 2 times the same man. And at that time, and in a communist country, this was very unusual.
Yeah. Wow.
But she loved each time like she never hurt, she never been hurt before.
Right.
Wow.
So you were born like around the time that communism was collapsing in Europe?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Angela? Angela?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me? Something happened to her phone. Angela. Okay, I'll disconnect.
I don't understand why signal is such an issue in the world. Yeah. I have no idea.
Angela, you there? No, she's not. Okay, so she disconnected. She'll call back in a moment. But, I mean, it's a big deal to be like a Miss Universe and stuff.
Yeah.
Know? I mean, think how many people you have to beat, you know? First, the people in your own country.
And that's years and years of preparation.
Yeah.
Years of preparation and pageants before that.
Right.
So many pageants.
Right. That you have to win in order to get there.
Yeah.
Wow.
or even pageants that you do as a kid right. that you do and don't win.
Right.
You know, you just keep applying for other ones and more and more and more.
Right. Yeah. I hope she doesn't feel that we didn't want to talk to her anymore. Let's see. Should I try and call her number?
Yeah, why not?
I could, right? Because it came in as a, it says unknown person now, so I don't know. But it came in like as a local number, as an American number anyway. Come on,
she
Angela,
been
please
on,
call back.
Like WhatsApp or something.
Yeah, something like that. Or something you can set up your number to, like when you're overseas, you can still use the same number.
Right, right, right.
Kind of, oh, here she is. Okay, Angela, you back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I disconnected.
Yeah, yeah. It was like we couldn't hear you anymore. So, but that's okay. Thanks for calling back. So I did want to ask you. So you were born into this instability in Europe in around 89 when communism collapsed.
I was born at 86, and
so you were
that's
very young.
Communism. Right. Collapse, yeah. But then it was a civil war.
Right.
Later on, and that's when I moved to Switzerland.
Oh, so you had a civil war in Albania?
Yeah.
Oh, and you moved to Switzerland. Wow. With your family or alone?
My father was already in Switzerland for years, and my parents were separated. So I moved back to my father, and I grew up actually with my father. And I didn't see my mother almost 9 months.
Oh, wow.
So that was very hard.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much I said before, but as I was saying, like in this book, like you're going to learn to love each time like you've never been hurt before. And I saw my mother marrying 4 times, 2 times the same man. And actually, she never gave up in love. And she found in the end, at late, her love of her life, that she's still together. And that actually inspired me growing up.
I love hearing stories
not
like that.
Not the divorces inspired me, but you know that.
But surviving.
You always
them.
Have to love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is inspiring in a way just to know that somebody, you know, would go through that and have and still have the courage to actually take the plunge to love again, to find somebody else, to take that dive yet again, you know? I mean, that's how I feel when people have kids, for women who give natural childbirth. I'm like, you go through that and you still have the guts to have another kid because you want to love them, you know? So I think it's...
Exactly.
It's a really cool thing. Yeah. I want to know, what was it like for you when you first started getting into pageants? Is that what you would call them, pageants?
Yes, for me, I never wanted to be into pageants. I was like doing pageants when I was in Albania as a little girl, but then I wanted to get into modeling, and that's what I became first.
Mm.
I came to New York, and I was already a model. I was signed with Elite Model Management, and I was already a model and working, but my country wanted me always to be a model and a model. Universe, I represent my country, and it took me 5 years till I finally said, okay, I'm gonna do it, and that's how it happened.
And
funny part is I got discovered, I was, when I moved to Switzerland, I haven't been in Albania for 8 years, not even in vacation. I never saw Albania anymore for 8 years,
right.
And the moment I arrived to Albania when I became 18 for vacation, the moment I landed at the airport, the police stopped me and said, wait a second, gave me a phone, and it was a Miss Albania organization.
Wow.
And that's how it started. Yeah.
Wow.
It
so
was funny. I'm still trying to find that policeman.
Yeah. Huh?
If they're listening.
But this is cool. So things happened for you. But you did have a tough childhood, right? From what I understand.
Yeah, I had, I mean, the childhood process started when I was 10 years old because the changes, like I wasn't, nobody told me I'm going to really live in Switzerland. I thought I'm going to visit my father.
Right.
And then once I was in Switzerland, I found out I'm never coming back.
And oh my gosh, that's gut-wrenching.
It was, Yeah, and the language barrier, and I, because of difficult circumstances, I didn't even go to school for 1 year there.
Right.
And I was staying constantly home with no friends, just my father and my stepmother, and that's it. No grandmother, no cousin, no friends, no school. It was crazy a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was very hard, but that was the moment I grew the most, though.
Right.
Now that I'm older, I realize, because I was a lot in my thoughts just by myself. I was not even allowed to watch TV besides 1 hour a day.
Really?
So, yeah, my father was very strict, and I was not even allowed to play with dolls. I only was allowed to play puzzles. So I was, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It sounds crazy, I know. Yeah. And at the time, it was very hard for me. But now that I'm older and I can see the bigger picture, I was thinking, wow, how many children have time basically, like, almost doing meditation, right, being only in your own thoughts.
Sure.
And that helped me create, like, a world. Like, I knew that's the moment I understood law of attraction. Like, if you really want something and you go in that fantasy world, you really can have it.
Really?
And then,
oh, well, that's a good.
That, yes, that was the moment, this couple months, like almost a year, I started to practice how I want my life after this month to be.
Mm.
And I really went into details, and my desire was too strong.
Wow.
So it needed a combination.
Yeah. Well, you obviously learned a lot of survival skills, and more than that. I mean, you know, you've accomplished quite a bit in your life. You said you were alone a lot. Do you have any siblings, any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have an older brother, but he doesn't have the same father.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So he was not with me and my father.
Not around. I see. Okay.
And we have 13 years difference. Mm. I said, like, my mother married four times, two times the same man. So that was with her first husband.
Oh, I see. Okay. Hmm.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So you said your mom was like Elizabeth Taylor. Was she like famous and stuff?
No, she was like Elizabeth Taylor
That she married so many times. Well, I thought maybe.
Have you said that to her? Does she understand that?
Yeah, she understands that. She was like, she knows about it because she loves all these movies and Elizabeth Taylor, Marilyn Monroe, and she loves it. And what I love about that is, like, okay, you cannot say that if you are in a Western world country or today, that's nothing special anymore. But at that time, in communist time, in Albania, this was something so unusual.
Right.
And I loved that she was ahead of her time, and she went what made her happy and what she didn't compromise.
Right.
Because you don't live in the end of the day for other people's opinion. You don't live for your neighbors or some people, doesn't matter anyway. You live for your own happiness.
Right.
And that's what she did. And people were judging her. But she wanted the real love, and she never gave up till she found it at the age of 47, already with two children with two different men and failed marriages.
Wow. So she finally found the love of her life.
Yes, she found that her love of her life, and now she's like 25 years with him together, and they are still very in love.
Aww.
And she found it at 47, and her career, her real, because her mother was a teacher in Albania. Her real career started at 48 in Switzerland. So I learned that it's never too late.
That's
and
true.
Changes are good, even if you have to go through pain, but you have to bring you to the right path. Otherwise, you will not make the changes.
That's Definitely. True, yeah.
I agree.
And I wanted to ask you real quick, what brought you to America, and when did you come here?
So America was my biggest dream. The moment I went to US the first time to visit my father's family, like my grandmother, cousins, and uncle, they were living in Forest Hills in Queens, in New York.
Uh-huh.
And we went to visit them for New Year's Eve and Christmas, and when I was 11. The moment I landed, I said to my father, I feel I lived here before. That's home. That's the first place I felt home. And from that moment on, I was obsessed, and I always wanted to go to US. And my real move, I made it at 21, and I never left.
Oh, wow.
It was absolutely my dream. And I lived in New York for 9 years, and then I moved to LA.
Oh, okay. And why did you come to LA? You got tired of the weather there, or what?
Find love. I had to find love. I had an astrologist that convinced me. He told me, you will move to LA. And I said, no, I will never move to LA. I love New York. He said, you will see. You will move to LA, and you will find your husband in LA in a big white house. And that's exactly what happened.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
How did you find your husband in the White House?
No, I mean, not in the White House.
No, I meant
Washington,
with...
in the White
House. Yeah, no, I meant the man with the White House. How did you meet him?
Yeah, so the astrologist was even deeper. He was telling me exactly the month and the year when it will happen. And it happened because he was throwing a party, which my friend was invited, and I didn't want to go there. And she said, okay, let's just go. It's just here on Sunset Plaza. Just go. And then I went. And there I met him in the kitchen.
Wow.
Wow.
You see, it just shows you that you should never say no when friends ask you to go out, you know?
I know, and I have so many times.
You always miss out on things, you know?
I know.
Wow. You know when it happens? Huh. Mostly when you are not prepared, fully dressed up.
Oh, yes.
When you are like just having dinner or lunch with your girlfriend, no makeup, dressed down, that's the moment it happens.
Oh, yes. My mom always said that. Every time I'd go to the grocery store with her growing up, she'd always say, damn it, every time I go to the store with no makeup on, I bump into somebody I know.
Just, yeah.
Is it like that? It's always like that.
Yeah, always.
That's true. And so, Angela, how long have you guys been married now?
Now we are married 2.5 years. Oh. In December, it will be 3 years.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations. I'm sure you're happy
amazing.
And everything.
Thank you. You.
I mean, you moved all the way across the country to find your love, so I'm sure it was worth it. And
it's not that far. I moved from Albania to Switzerland, New York.
That's true.
That's very true.
Yeah, but it's not so much it's not so much the geographic distance as it is like in culture. I mean, we're so different from New York here, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big change.
So different.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Well,
you know what's funny is people were saying, like, oh, I don't like LA because it's fake.
Yeah.
And I found it quite the opposite. I found the most spiritual people.
Wow. Yeah, same.
In the world. I found them in LA.
Same. I moved here. I moved to LA in September from New York, where I had lived for 6 years, and I've had a very similar experience. Finding more down to earth people who are more sensitive, who are more open to sharing how you feel, how they feel. In New York, everyone's like on with it, you know.
Yeah.
On the go.
Yeah, for sure.
True. Well, Angela, this is wonderful. So so you're in LA, but your husband is in Italy? How does that work?
No, normally he says, well, in LA, but he didn't have the green card yet because he's not American.
Oh, okay.
And I have the green card. And then since this coronavirus situation happened, that Trump made this thing that nobody can come in for the next 4 months, I had to come to Italy.
Yeah.
And anyways, it's perfect because it's summer and you want to be in Italy in the summer.
Right. And Italy's beautiful anyway, you know. So, I mean, but they were hit with the corona pretty hard. So are you saying things are a lot better now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Less cases every day. And it's much better. People are outside. I just posted in my Instagram and Insta story. I just was outside before I called you guys.
Oh.
And everybody was out walking and things are open. It's quite beautiful. The numbers are going down every day here.
Oh, fantastic to
hear. Yeah, that's amazing. Well, you're in a good place, and that's a good thing. And we'll take care of LA for you until you come back, you know?
Yes, I miss LA. I miss it already since 5 days.
Yeah. All right, well.
But I was there 3 months, yeah.
Yeah, huh? I know. Well.
On the inside.
Yeah, on the inside. Do you plan on having kids of your own? Do you have any kids yet?
I don't have any kids yet, but of course I'm planning.
Yeah? Oh,
but very nice. But when the right moment comes, definitely I'm not going to try to get pregnant through the pandemic.
Yeah, no, it's a, moment. It's a bad time to do that right now. Bring kids into the world, my God. Can you imagine? Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because on top of it, you're pregnant. It's like, I can imagine it's even harder. You're more paranoid.
Oh, right. My God, and how extra hot that mask would feel. Yeah. Just having hot flashes. Yeah. All geared up with gloves on.
Exactly.
Well, Angela Martini, you're definitely a lot of fun and very interesting. Everybody go out, get the book, Love, Hope, Light by Angela Martini. I'm sure it's on Amazon and everywhere else. And
Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble, yeah, but they're closed now. But I guess they have the online.
Online,
yeah.
Yeah. Online.
That's
online.
True, yeah, yeah. Very cool. How long did it take you to write the book, Angela?
3 years.
3 years. Wow.
Wow.
So yeah. It's like a baby, huh, when it finally comes out.
Exactly. That's what I always say. It's my baby.
Yeah.
Thank well, God real babies are not that long.
Yeah. All right, Angela. Thank you so much. If people want to find you.
Thank you so much.
Of Thanks
course,
for coming on.
I want to give out your website. It's angelamartini.me. And
yes.
And then give your Instagram too so people can follow you.
It's Angela_Martini.
Okay, that's simple
enough.
Easy peasy. Yeah. And so you guys can definitely check out the book. And very inspiring, very inspiring. And so is your mom still alive, Angela? Do you still see her?
Of course.
Oh, and awesome.
Yes, of course she's alive.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just asked, you know.
I know.
But
I'm very protective over my mother. I yeah. call every day. Why are you sneezing? What's wrong with you?
I know. Yeah. I do the same thing to my mom. I heard her cough the other day. I was like, what was that? Excuse me.
And she lives where? Your mom is in Switzerland now? Is that where she
yes,
is?
Yes, in Zurich.
Wow. So you've definitely traveled yeah. around Europe quite a bit, I'm sure, also being a model and Miss Universe and stuff. I did want to ask you quickly on the Miss Universe thing. How many contests did you have to go through in order to get to Miss Universe?
None.
None?
None.
Wow.
No,
that's
I
impressive.
Just had to be Miss Universe Albania.
Wow.
And I represented my country.
Yeah. Jeez.
And then I went after Miss Universe, I went back to modeling because that was the deal.
Mm.
Like it was nothing, like because you know, to be Miss Universe is means. I said, what you get out of it? You get the title and you get the visa to live in New York and a model agency. But that's already I had everything before Miss Universe.
Mm. So this was just sort of like the icing on the cake. Did you become kind of famous in your country after that?
Not kind of.
Oh, very? Like very?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Good for you.
Yeah, and I miss my country. I have like so much like heart like for US and Switzerland and Albania because all these countries are part of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from all of them I learned so much. It was big lessons for me.
Wow.
Still in my heart.
Very nice. You're a very inspiring woman, and we really appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
Yes, thank you.
And,
thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
It's a
we're going to catch your book. Now is a good time to get a good book, folks, and read it at home. Enough with the Netflix already. You know.
I know.
Old people watch TV all day. What is this?
I know. I binge watch a show, and then I'm like, oh, it hurts to stand up.
It's so true.
Yeah.
So, Angela, all the best to you. Stay safe.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations on your book.
And please, when you come back to LA, let the publicist know or contact us directly and we'll have you come in. We can meet you in person and everything.
Oh, I will love that.
Okay. Awesome.
Thanks so much.
Well, thank you so much again, Angela, and all the best to you.
Take care.
You're good too. Bye.
Bye bye.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah, huh?
So nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. How come I never meet someone like that?
I knew you're, I can just see your brain
she's
calculating
gorgeous.
It.
I mean, what do you do? You know, I mean, beauty is beauty. It's universal. You know, a yeah. beautiful woman will stop anybody in their track, you know. Even women look at beautiful women.
Of course. Yeah. But do men look at beautiful men?
No.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like guys are like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, because we have that homophobia thing going on, you know. As
yeah,
far
what
as
is that? It's like, just relax. Yeah,
I know, but, you know.
I remember having a friend in high school. He was so mature for his age. He was like my best guy friend, and we would talk about people we were dating, and he would always give input on the guys. He's like, I'm comfortable with myself. I can totally just like say that, yeah, that's a good looking guy.
Right.
Or like, I think you could do better. You right. know, he's like, I think that's really great when people are comfortable and they can just, when yeah. specifically men are comfortable and they right. can just say like, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I used to be kind of envious of handsome men. Now I'm just like, yeah, he's pretty handsome. I mean, yeah. I'll admit it when they are.
Yeah, like Chris Hemsworth walks in, you're not going to be like, oh, I can't tell if he's hot or what. Like,
they
chop
say that's
liver.
Universal too. That's yeah. what I mean, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
There's just like a hue of like angelic light around certain people.
I know. My question is though, what man... What guy has enough courage to walk up to a woman like this? And, you know, but maybe it just happened when they mingled or whatever, you know. It's yeah. not like you just walk up to her. Although many times guys do that.
I mean, know? Someone usually equally as hot or someone who, like, to be very frank, like, would not be categorized in the same league maybe.
Right.
Sometimes those people are like, I got nothing to lose. I'm going for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so. You know? Yeah.
Wow. Well, too late for me this lifetime. Maybe next lifetime.
It's all right.
I remember that.
It's not, you act like it's over.
No, but, you know, a lot of things are over for me. I mean, I can't explain it, but, yeah, like I'm telling you, it's like you go on the dating apps and stuff, or anywhere, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what like, else can I say? It's not like being 30, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, my son sends me yesterday, he goes, I'm getting titty pictures all the time, you know? It's like these girls would just send everything to the guys these days, you know?
So it's these crazy. Are the girls that are the reason why dick pics happen.
Yeah.
They're like complaining that they're getting dick pics, but meanwhile, they're the ones sending pics as well.
They're sending pics.
Like, relax, everyone. Right. Just relax. Enough You're blurring the boundaries for too many people. No one wants an unsolicited dick pic.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe some women do. Who
I
knows?
Mean, except that one French guy I told you about where I was like, yeah. whoa, all right, wait a minute.
Yeah, maybe I want that
like,
one. Right?
Yeah, I was like, wait, can this be not on Snapchat?
Oh man!
The Snapchat dissolves the photo after a certain period of time.
Yeah, I heard that. I never use it, but yeah, that's what I heard.
I'm like, did you want to text that to me or?
Yeah,
yeah.
So you know what I was thinking? My friend told me, you know, because when I went up north and stuff, we were talking and stuff, and I said, you know, if I could do something else differently, I would work out more. You know. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, why don't you get like a personal trainer or something? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I do have a little bit of money now. Maybe I should do that, you know. And I thought maybe it's a good idea, you know. But right now, maybe nobody would come to your house. But eventually, you know,
yeah.
when things are open, I'm like, because then you can't get out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have You're to book gonna, yourself.
Yeah, you know, and they're there with you and they push you and all this stuff. And I thought, I don't, you know, all I need is stretching and exercise. I don't really need weights or anything.
Sure.
You know? You can do the same thing with push-ups. And
like your body weight.
Right. You
yeah,
know, and
I know.
Things like that. You know?
I like to lock myself into appointments like that, too. Yeah. When I was doing, I worked with a sports medicine trainer for 2 years, and I did 4 days a week with him. And I had money at the time, and it was like a fortune, but that 4 days a week was like, I was trapped into it. And yeah. on days, like, if he had to go away for a week, I was like, I'm not, right. I like didn't like do anything. I just feel like I like lost the stamina at one point. I used to go every day on my own. And then I was like, and then I started working with the trainer and I was like, okay, this is great. So I think kind of trapping yourself into a schedule can be helpful if there's a tendency to not want to like leave the house.
There is a tendency. No, not to leave the house, but not to go to a gym.
Yeah.
There's definitely that tendency.
See, I have the tendency not to leave the house. As soon as I smoke a little weed, suddenly I have like agoraphobia.
Really?
And I'm like, I don't want to go.
With me, it's the opposite. I have to go and do something, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe drive something, you know? Be with people. But.
Yeah.
Yeah. Viva la difference, right?
I know. I always feel better when I do that.
Yeah.
I never regret actually going out and doing something.
I know.
So I don't know why sometimes I'm just like,
I know. And usually when that happens and then you go anyway, you realize that it was a good thing you went.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Good things always happen, you know. So I definitely recommend going out. I need to go out more to meet some people. So.
And at very least, it's an experience, you know, right. Versus like, what can I say about my experience sitting in front of Netflix?
Right, exactly.
That like I wake up probably with a stomachache because I like ate too much or something.
Yeah.
I'm just like, hey.
I know. Well, I could continue talking all morning actually today, even though I had a terrible morning trading and also some shit with the computer was irritating me and everything was irritating me for
one of those days.
One of those days. So I smoke a doobie. I feel a little better.
A doobie.
Little doob.
Yeah. A doobski.
Doobie. That's what we call it in the 70s.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
My dad always called it grass.
Yeah, grass.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to smoke a little grass.
There's so many names to it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jen, thank you as always for joining me
See
here.
See you Monday?
No, Tuesday, actually, because there's a holiday Monday, Memorial Day. You didn't know that?
No, I did. I didn't know if we were doing a show anyway.
Oh, no.
We've done a show on holidays before.
Not big holidays. Not on major ones. Maybe on like President's
Day.
It's
like New Year's Day.
We didn't do a show on New Year's Day.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
No.
Yes, huh?
No.
We didn't?
No.
What holiday was it? We did a show on a holiday.
No, but definitely not on that day. Anyway, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Stay safe.
All right, you too.
And we'll see you Tuesday.
Take care.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.